They came out onto a vacant lot, tufted with virile weeds. The eastern end, marked by an ailing chain-link fence, was flooded with standing water 6 inches deep. Gwen could smell the river. "Ugh," she said, suddenly unsteady. "Christ, did you feel that?" Nausea, a wallowing unease that reminded her of the car sickness she'd suffered as a child on family day trips. The big back seat of the old Vauxhall Royale, stopping and starting in the traffic all the way to Carmarthen. "I've got a headache," James said. "Have you got a headache?" "Yeah," said Gwen, realizing she had. "Came on suddenly, like a switch." "Yeah. Can't think straight." "Thick? What? You just said thick." I meant think. I know what you meant. I can't think straight either. I'm having real trouble focusing." "You mean trouble?" said Gwen, pinching the bridge of her nose. "What? You said stubble, but you mean trouble." "I didn't." Gwen looked at him. She was getting visual disturbance, squiggles of yellow light and peripheral flashes in the corners of her vision. She'd never suffered from migraines, but she'd read enough to know that this was what migraines were supposed to feel like. "What the hell is this?" she asked, slightly scared. "I don't know," he said. He managed to grin and put on a beaky voice of his favourite cartoon character. "But I ain't gonna get into no flap." That made her laugh. Jack was Torchwood's rock and soul, but James was its heart. He could make her laugh in the face of the end of the world. "We're on." Someone was running towards them, a girl in jeans and a T-shirt. She was running kind of funny, Gwen thought, spastic, her arms shaking, her face was twitching and blinking. "Hello?" James called out. The girl stumbled to a halt and wavered in front of them, blinking at James, then at Gwen, and then at James again. Each swing of her head was abrupt and made her sway. "Big. Big, big," she told them. "Sham. 69% of cat owners. Anthropomorphize. Gibbons. Big gibbons decline and fall." Then she dropped to her knees with a hard, bony crunch. Kneeling, the girl threw up on the gravel. Gwen went to her quickly. The girl said something and pushed Gwen away, then she hurled again. Even diluted by the wind and rain, her sick smelled wrong. There was a strong, ketone stink. Behind that half-mast plastic and burned sugar. "Big, big, big," the girl slurred and dry heaved like she was trying to exhale her liver. Gwen looked up at James. "What the hell's wrong with her?"